I have a very important question for you, and I need you to be honest with me. Are you procrastinating right now? So, procrastination is something that we all deal with as business owners, and it can be something that can really affect our productivity, or at least our feelings about our own productivity on any given day. And this is what we're going to be diving into today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love helping small business owners find ways to save time and create more efficiency in their businesses so that they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. Studies have shown that if we get distracted while we're working on something and we switch to whatever that distraction is, it can take us up to 30 minutes or more to get back to the thing that we were originally working on. Now, why is this particularly a problem for business owners? Well, we already have a schedule that is not necessarily structured in the way that a traditional job schedule would be structured. And we are responsible for keeping ourselves on track and for deciding what's important and what isn't and what our deadlines are. So, it's even more important for entrepreneurs versus people in a more traditional job to be able to regulate their time and their work and curb procrastination whenever possible. But let's dig deeper and find the source of your procrastination, because I 100% guarantee that you are not just being lazy, there's something else deeper going on. So I find personally one of the most common things that makes me procrastinate is getting distracted. This can be from notifications for emails or other things connected to work, but not the particular task that I'm working on at that moment. Or it could be things like text messages, phone calls from friends or family. It quite likely is some sort of social media notification or things like that, or it could even be, things like getting a snack or pets, other people. There are so many things that can distract you when you're working, right? So that's okay. None of these things make you a bad person, and all of these things are manageable. But let's say that distractions are not the thing that's causing your procrastination. What else could it be? So sometimes when we procrastinate on a particular task or a particular project, it's because we feel overwhelmed. So if you are putting off doing something because the scope of it makes you overwhelmed, the thought of even starting it overwhelms you or stresses you out, maybe that's your problem. Another possibility could be that you are procrastinating on a task that you really just don't want to do. It could be that you are bored in your work in general, or this particular task is something that you find boring. Another cause of procrastination could be perfectionism. I know that seems like a weird reason to procrastinate, but it's actually quite common. So, how do we tackle all of these different causes of procrastination? The first thing to do is to spend some time examining your thoughts and your feelings and see if you can identify what the main cause is of your procrastination. It might be more than one of these things, and then you can just try multiple solutions until you find what works for you. So let's say that you're procrastinating because you keep getting distracted. So there are many things that you can do to try to limit your distractions. That could be going into a room and shutting the door if you're able to do that, and turning off your notifications on your phone. I find if there's something I really need to focus on, that do not disturb function is my friend. And closing other windows, other browsers on your computer. Maybe if you need your phone for the thing that you're working on, you could also turn off notifications for specific apps like Instagram or something like that, if that's what's distracting you. Let's say that the cause of your procrastination is that you feel overwhelmed by the task or project that you need to work on. So the first thing that I would recommend is to try to break it down into smaller steps rather than getting completely stressed out by the big picture, see if you can just break it down into the one or two things that you need to do next. If it's truly something where you are not able to move past your sense of overwhelm, this may be a situation where you need some help. So it could be someone to help support you while you complete that project, or it could be someone who takes those tasks off your plate completely. So I recommend considering some form of help if you are in that state of overwhelm where you can't even move forward on that project. Let's say you're procrastinating on something because you just don't want to do it. Maybe it's a task that you don't like. Maybe it's something that excited you when you first started working on it, but now it doesn't anymore. For whatever reason, you're dragging your feet because you just don't want to do it. So what do you do? My first question to you would be, is this a thing that actually has to get done? If you prioritize your current to-do list and look at the things that are most important and are going to move your business forward, is this actually one of those things? If it's something that is a recurring task that you consistently don't want to do, then you may need to consider another approach altogether or outsourcing that specific task. So, for example, let's say that it's a marketing task and it's something that you feel that you need to do regularly in order to get your marketing out there in the world, but it's something that you consistently find difficult to motivate yourself to do. It's something that you drag your feet on every week and you dread it and you hate it the entire time you're doing it. Ask yourself, A, is it actually an effective marketing tactic? Is it worth it to keep doing it? Is it giving you the results that you need? And if it is, but it continues to be something that you dread, then would it be worth giving that task to somebody else so that you can continue to get those results, but you don't have to do it yourself? If you are procrastinating because you are bored, well, there are a few things that you can do in that situation. Is there some sort of ritual that you can do to kind of get yourself into that working mindset? This could be, you know, putting on some pump up music, making sure you've got a nice snack and a good beverage and you're in a good spot and kind of get yourself into that headspace and psych yourself up a little bit. Or maybe there's something that you can do to turn this task into a game so that you can kind of get yourself to do it and it's less of a drag. Or again, if there is a task that you find consistently boring, which means you don't want to do it every time it comes up, maybe that is something that you need to outsource. A final cause of procrastination might be perfectionism. This can be kind of similar to the overwhelm situation where you're so worried about getting it right or the things that could go wrong that it's preventing you from even starting. So if that's the case for you, definitely some sort of support might be an option to help you work through that. But also, I would suggest things like setting a timer for particular tasks. So for example, I know people who struggle to be on video like this because they're worried about making mistakes. They're worried about it being perfect. And so they might try to record a video and then have to do several takes before they're happy with the result. I would encourage you, if it's something like that, you know, video or writing or audio, producing some sort of content, I suggest setting a timer and doing as much as you can in that time. So sometimes I will set myself aside a chunk of time and try to record as many videos as possible in that time. And sometimes if there's something that I'm really struggling with, a particular piece of content, I will set myself a timer to finish that specific piece of content. And that's the amount of time and attention I'm giving to it. So it may not be 100% perfect by the time that timer goes, and that's okay. Honestly, it's better to get it out into the world than to have it be 100% perfect and sit on the back burner forever because you're not entirely happy with it. So giving yourself that boundary around your time and the amount of attention that you're allowing yourself to devote to that particular thing can really help you cut down on your perfectionism because, oh, I'm out of time. Okay, it's time to move on to the next thing rather than focusing on this and nitpicking it forever. So, do you suffer from procrastination? What are some techniques that you use to get more done and get through those procrastination periods? Let me know down in the comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you know someone who might find this video useful, please feel free to share it with them. And I will see you soon.